Near the shores of Lake Superior in Michigan's Upper Peninsula sits the Marquette Branch Prison. It's secured by high concrete walls, razor ribbon wire, and 8 gun towers manned 24 hours a day. There are about 1,000 residents here, and the prison just got another new arrival.
We number them with a yellow tag, O1671.
But O1671 won't be living in a cell or wearing a prison uniform. That's because he's not an inmate. He's a newborn calf, the latest addition to the prison's farm. Kurt Tumala oversees the prison's 64-head dairy operation, housed not far outside the prison fence. He says it's pretty much like any other dairy, with one notable exception. All the workers are prisoners. They're assigned jobs like feeder, milker, and herdsman, but Tumala says they all start out as barnsmen. The guys who clean up after the cows.
Well, they're not too happy about it, but in general, you know. And it's the lower wage of the jobs here, but, you know, everybody has to start at the bottom. And if they prove themselves, they move up.
The Michigan Department of Corrections doesn't allow recorded interviews with inmates at the prison. But prison farm managers say most of the inmates enjoy farm work. And according to prisoner advocacy groups in Michigan and Ohio, no inmate complaints have been registered about the jobs. In addition to the dairy, there's also a cattle operation here, and crops are grown to feed the animals. In all, the farm provides jobs for about 50 minimum security prisoners. Michigan Department of Corrections Director Bill Martin says it costs anywhere between $2.15 and $2.40 a day to feed each of the state's 45,000 inmates. He says if a cost-effective way can be found for prisoners to raise more of their own food, the overall cost of feeding them could be significantly reduced.
If we can reduce those costs by 30 cents a day, that's millions of dollars, so it's a matter of looking at what resources were given, how best to apply those, and how do we keep the cost reduced for the taxpayer to support a system as big as ours.
Martin estimates the state could save about $5 million a year by stepping up the number of farming operations. But not everyone's convinced prison farms can really make a significant impact for taxpayers. Bruce Bickley teaches criminal justice at Grand Valley State University.
Locking people up costs a lot of money, at $35,000, $40,000 a year per. But, you know, this prison business is really driven in large part by a lot of the public perception, not the reality.
But Bickley's not against prison farms. In fact, he says generally they're good programs for keeping prisoners occupied. According to Marquette prison officials, about 70% of the inmates here come from Detroit and surrounding areas. And Farm Superintendent Dan Kolpak says for most, farming is a brand new experience.
They'll walk in and they'll see me breeding a cow. Well, my arm is right in the cow, and they got to wonder what the heck I'm doing in there.
But by the time they're ready to go free, Kolpak says most of the inmates have enough experience to go to work on farms, and a few have done just that. But Kolpak says the idea really isn't to train tomorrow's farmers. He says the prisoners can learn basic job skills that they can use on a farm or in a factory. Still, critics say inmates should be given jobs that are more practical. John Cole Vodica is director of the Prison and Jail Project in Americus, Georgia, one of the more active prison farming states.
Those are not the jobs that exist in most urban areas where most of our prisoner population comes from the urban centers. And while it might be nice to be outdoors raising crops or tending to livestock, is that really serving the purpose that it ought to?
Marquette prison officials say the dairy operation here is now supplying milk to a total of 10 Michigan prisons, and soon the dairy will begin making ice cream. The Marquette prison has a long history of farming, dating back to the late 1800s, but the farm is only now at a break-even point with the cost of running the operation. Even so, Michigan Department of Corrections Director Bill Martin thinks it's worth exploring the idea of expanding prison farms. To that end, he's ordered feasibility studies at all 42 of the state's prisons. The results of those studies are expected by the end of this year, and depending on the outcome, the Department of Corrections could break ground on new farms as early as next spring. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Marquette, Michigan.